extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
I've been working with entrepreneurs who are seriously working their ass off, working from early in the morning till late at night, and they don't stop, and they want to make the money, and they feel like that if you don't work all the time, you're not going to create the business or the revenue that you want. You got into this entrepreneur thing because you want to create financial freedom, but you also want to create life freedom. I get it. You need to go to cashflow.com/CEO.com. I teach simple and proven strategies that work. How to create a rock solid client attraction formula that brings in quality leads. How to provide value the smart way so you can turn cold leads into paying clients faster. I help you learn what kind of value you need to give. How to price your products. How to be confident in selling your products. If this sounds like something that can help you, go to cashflow2CEO.com or click the link in the show notes. I'll see you there.
Mark Hunter, also known as the Sales Hunter, helps individuals and companies identify better prospects, close more sales, and profitably build more long-term customer relationships in any economy. He is motivational and inspirational as a sales speaker and an industry expert who addresses thousands every year, and he joins us today to talk about how the first 30 minutes of a day sets the tone for the entire day. Mark, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad at all.
So tell me a little bit about why the first 30 minutes is so critical of your day.
I'll tell you what, why? Because it sets the tempo for the entire day. For the vast majority of salespeople, I hate to say it, but the first 30 minutes of the day just gets wasted. You go out, you check a few websites, you check a few emails, you just wind up piddling around. And the example I love to use is, can you imagine an NFL team taking the field, kicking off, and the other team is lounging over on the side, just chatting to some fans, hanging out with the cheerleaders. No, forget it.
They're looking at their BlackBerry.
You got it. You got it. And they're just wasting it. The first,
unless they're Dallas, they're checking out girlfriends in the stands.
Well, yeah, but we know how girlfriends in the stands affects the way the Dallas.
Right,
goes.
You lose the game.
That's a whole nother story.
But this is the challenge. So tell me, when you wake up in the morning, what are the first things that you do?
The first thing that I do, first of all, is I go back to what I did the last 15 to 30 minutes the day before. Because you can't start the ground running unless you've organized yourself the day before. And what I love about using the first 30 minutes effectively is you have to use your last 30 minutes of the day effectively to get organized. So really what you've done is you really increase your productivity all the way around. First thing I do is I check my Google Alerts. I have it set up for all of my main clients and all of my prospects. And immediately I receive an email as to whether or not one of them happens to be in the news. If one of them are in the news, boom, I jump right on the phone and I leave them a voicemail. Now, I start work every morning at 6 a.m. Central Time. Okay, I may be a village idiot, but I love to hit the ground running. Now, the reason I do that is because I can check my Google Alerts. I can call somebody. I can leave them a voicemail. You're right. I'm going to get a voicemail. I know I am. But hey, they're hearing it from me that they're in the news or something's going on.
Yeah, I think that's incredibly powerful that they know, even if they already know it, they also know that you're on top of it.
That is huge. And as a salesperson, we've got to break through. Too many salespeople are out there waiting for the orders to come. Sorry, can't do it. Can't do it at all. Forget it.
So now we're at Google Alert. Give me the next thing.
Well, so what I do is I wind up and I call them. And you know what? I love calling people at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, because you're right, I'm going to get their voicemail. And you know what? That's okay, because I hate to say it, this business is all about networking. This business is about keeping your name and your face in front of people. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're selling, what you are offering. It is about letting customers know that you're there. So I can leave them a very short 5-10 second message just saying, hey, I just saw this, or hey, I just came up with this. In fact, this morning, I was on the phone first thing this morning because yesterday I came up with a couple new ideas for my business. So what did I do? I jumped on the phone first thing this morning, and I called a couple of my clients and said, hey, I got this new idea. Just wanted to pass along to you. Give me a buzz sometime this week, and let's chat about it. Now, I don't know if they will call me back. They may or may not. But when they got that voicemail, they go, whoa, this guy thought of an idea, and he called me first on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. That's a breakthrough idea.
Do you read in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you able to keep the television off in the morning?
I keep the television. I do. Well, no, actually, you know what? I'm going to correct that. I do. I watch the news for about 15 minutes in the morning just to find out what the headlines are. Again, because if there's something breaking, I want to be on top of it with a customer. Now, my clients are not just in the U.S., but they're all over the world. So, hey, I want to find out what's going on in Europe, what is going on in Asia. But I don't sit there and dink around with it and state too many people. And I watch this. I watch this all the time. And I'm sure you see this all the time, too. They go in and they check one website. Ooh, let's check this story. Ooh, let's check this story. Ooh, that's too many people are wasting their time checking stories that have no relevance whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I probably find myself doing that occasionally as well because I don't watch the news. I just click on either BBC Worldwide, which I think is the best website for news because it's the most, to me, it's truly fair and balanced. But it's the least opinionated website that I found, and it's more global than it is U.S. And I might look at CNN's headlines for 2 seconds, and then I'm off. I try to do less than 2 minutes because it's the same crap
right.
every day.
But this
is the challenge. You got 30 minutes in the morning. What else are you doing with that 30 minutes?
What else I'm doing with that? I'm going to be popping out 4 to 5 emails to various people. In other words, what I'm doing is I am mentally getting myself ready for game on. Because what I find is if I start the ground hard, running fast, right there at the start of the day, I stay fast all day long. Now, that may sound ironic, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's amazing how the tempo of high-performing salespeople is just that. They start the day early, they start the day fast, and they stay strong. So it really becomes a mental mind game more than anything else. And I've watched, and you've seen this, too many salespeople where they make one call and, oh, now it's time to go get a cup of coffee. Oh, now it's time to go do this. Forget it. You will never get to that top 1-2% of the professional sales arena.
I think that people tend to go for what's comfortable for them. You know, the first 30 minutes in the morning, somebody may want to make themselves a cup of coffee or take a shower. I've told salespeople for years, the first thing I do is crack a book. I try not to look at my email first thing, but boy, I would love to ask the question to my audiences. I think I'm going to start doing it. How many people, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is check email?
They do, because that's what we've been conditioned.
I know. I'm conditioned to it myself. I try to get out of it, or I try to just peck through it right away and not get into the answer mode. I need to get into my own frame of mind, into my own head first, and then I can help get into other people's heads.
The other problem I see with people checking email right away is they see their inbox is filled up with all of these messages.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this natural tendency to say, hey, I want to clean up a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at and then deleting the garbage messages first.
Should they give themselves an inspirational talk
exactly.
in the morning?
Yeah, because I've just deleted 10 or 15. So what? I've wasted my valuable time. That's why your Tuesday morning sales caffeine is so critical.
Yeah, I found Tuesday much better than Monday because Monday everybody's doing all little nitpicky things and don't really have, you know, they're panicked because they were abusing themselves all weekend and trying to get themselves into the week on Monday. Tuesday's a much better
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm. So Tuesday morning they're in a much better frame of mind to receive sales caffeine.
Should they say something to themselves? Should they be... you know, self-talk equals self-performance kind of thing? Should they be challenging themselves with some new ideas? What should they do specifically?
Yes, very specifically. Sales is all about having the passion to serve. And I'll tell you what I find amazing, top-performing salespeople have a personal commitment to themselves and others. One of the things that I always say, and I tell this to every audience I'm with, your goal is to, with every person you meet, to earn the right, the privilege, the honor, and the respect to meet with that person again. That's your goal. And I'll tell you what, if we can walk through life doing that, earning the right, the privilege, the honor, and the respect to meet with you again, then I've done something. The other piece that I want to do is with every person I come in contact with, and I don't care if it's on the phone, I don't care if it's live, I don't care how it is, and any salesperson can do this and should do this. You want to ask yourself this question. When the people you come in contact with are finishing up their day and reflecting back on their day, do they think back on the moment or the time that they had with you as one of the better parts of their day, as one of the highlights of their day? If I can do that, if I can make a difference in people's lives, then I have truly moved myself up the ladder and separated myself from other salespeople. Now, what that means is that I've got to be able to start out the day by saying, you know what, I'm not out here selling this widget or selling this service. No. I'm out there helping people succeed. Mm-hmm. I have a true passion to help people win. And it doesn't matter what it is you sell, but if I can approach and you can approach every day with the passion to serve, it is amazing the difference that you can make. Because at the end of the day, come on, let's not kid ourselves. You know, this business can eat up anybody. It can chew out. We have all seen a lot of people skyrocket up the ladder and fall, all because they got too caught up with themselves. And that is where I firmly believe, keep the focus on the people you're serving.
Yeah, years I've said, keep your mindset on the winner that you are, but keep your focus on helping the customer win for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you have to tell yourself that you're a winner, but you have to focus on helping the customer win.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to focus on helping the customer win. And I'll tell you what, that really trips my trigger. That, you know what, you watch top-performing salespeople, and it is amazing how their trigger gets tripped when they truly serve somebody, when they truly help somebody achieve the next level, achieve the next goal. You know, because remember, what we are selling, and it doesn't matter whether it's a product or a service, it is all to improve either a business or an individual, period.
I totally agree, Mark. I wonder if there are other little tidbit things that you tell salespeople to do in the morning that might be able to help them get out of the, I got to check my email, I got to watch the news program, and get on their day just a little bit better in terms of self-inspiration.
Sure. There are two things that I love to say. It is very easy for people to dwell on what went wrong. That it's a human nature thing. So what I always say is at the end of every day, you write down what was the best thing that occurred to you that day. And the next morning when you get up, when you get going, you take a look, you think back, what was the best thing that you did the day before? And now your goal is to say, how do I improve on that just a little bit? There's a little piece that I love to talk about, and it's called the 1% CIM. 1% CIM stands for Continuous Improvement Model. And if every week I can just improve my sales approach by 1%, 1% a week, you do that every week for 50 weeks without even compounding, you've improved it by 50%. Wow, what a huge approach. So every morning you say, what was it that I did yesterday that was so good? Okay, now, what is it that I can do to just step that game up just a little bit more to say, how do I keep on this model of 1% CIM? The other piece is you've got to make sure, who is it that you're hanging out with? I'll tell you what, I hate to say this, but little people have little ideas. And too many times we wind up allowing people to get onto our calendar, to get into our mindset, to get into our email box, into our voicemail. Small people with small problems. And I don't mean this in a derogatory manner, but we've got to hang with high-flying people. This is one of the things that you do so well, Jeff, and that is, you know, you talk about who is it in your life that is making a difference. And those are the people you got to hang with because they have the big goals. They have the big ideas. Those are the people when you get up in the morning, you say, how do I connect with those people? How do I hook up with those people? How do I associate? How do I help them achieve their goals? Because if I can help them achieve their goals, they're going to help me achieve my goals. That's cool. That trips my trigger.
Well, Mark, it certainly has been a pleasure having you on Selling Power Live this morning. If you would like more information about Mark Hunter, the Sales Hunter, go to The Sales Hunter, all one word, thesaleshunter.com. You'll get all kinds of stuff. He also has a free weekly sales tip by email. If you go to his website, I'm sure you can subscribe to that free weekly sales tip email. Mark, thanks for being on Selling Power Live. I'll look forward to seeing you in New York in the summer. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.